You're listening to SBS News. A growing economy with falling unemployment and the prospect of an eventual rise in interest rates. Those are the key directions in the economy, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says Australians can expect.
We see reasonable prospects that the economy will record good growth, the unemployment rate will come down gradually, and that inflation will increase over time. And this is a favourable outlook. We shouldn't lose sight of that. If this is how things evolve, you could expect the next move in interest rates to be up and not down. As the economy strengthens and income growth and inflation lift, it would be natural for interest rates to return to more normal levels over time.
But Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie says she's very concerned about that prospect.
All it takes is a tick up in interest rates, and those margins get very, very tight for people. So we are quite right to be very concerned about this. And that's why we had thought it was very important to stop us encouraging people to get in to big debt, you know, positions, and to be ensuring that we're getting some better balance in the housing and property investment market.
Independent economist Saul Eslake says while some Australians are vulnerable to an interest rate rise, the majority of Australia's household debt is owed by people in the higher income brackets.
There are certainly some Australians who are overextended in terms of their mortgage. They're a much smaller proportion of Australian home buyers than they were in, for example, the US 10 years ago. There actually hasn't been a lot of lending to households at the bottom end of the income distribution over the last 20 years. Two-thirds of Australia's admittedly high level of household debt is owed by households in the top 40% of the income distribution, and less than 10% of Australian household debt is owed by households in the bottom 20% of the income distribution.
Mr. Eslake says recent falls in property prices are likely to continue, but he doesn't envisage significant falls.
In Perth and Darwin, property prices have been falling for more than 4 years, and more recently that started to occur in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane too, and I suspect we'll see further declines in Australian property prices over the next year or so, although I don't think we're on the cusp of price declines as big as those that occurred in the US and some European countries during and after the financial crisis.
Another factor that makes any upward movement in interest rates an issue for some people is wages growth. It's been stagnant for years now and is only just starting to recover after falling to its lowest level since the last recession in 1991. Saul Eslake says there are many reasons why it's been hovering at around 2%.
The entry of workers in so-called emerging and former communist countries to the global economy, willing to work for much lower wages than people in advanced economies are, the outsourcing of various kinds of processes from advanced economies to emerging economies, the shift away from manufacturing towards services jobs, the impact of technology on workers' bargaining power vis-a-vis their employers, and of course changes in the way that labour markets work in other industrialised economies as well as in Australia, which have had the impact of tilting the balance of power in negotiations over wages from employees to employers.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says he expects Australia's unemployment rate to fall to 5% in the next few years. And in a recent speech in Sydney, he said falling unemployment is leading to higher wages in some sectors.
As expected, the tighter labour market is leading to higher wage outcomes in certain pockets of the labour market. Over time, we expect that this will become a more general story, although I do think it's going to take some time for that to be the case.
During a question and answer session after the speech, Philip Lowe was asked to elaborate on why he's optimistic about wages.
What I do see at the moment, talking to businesses, is wage growth is picking up where there's a tension between supply and demand. And I think there will be more tension between supply and demand over the next couple of years. And therefore, I think wage growth is going to pick up. I don't think it's going to pick up massively, and I think it can. If it picks up slowly, then perhaps we can have some pick up in wage growth.
But Saul Leslak says he sees no compelling reason to support any optimism over wages.
The outlook for Australia is, I guess, more of the same. It would be nice if that brought some acceleration in wages growth, and most workers would like that to occur. But I don't think there's any particular compelling reason to think that wages growth, which has been running at about 2% in recent years, is over the next couple of years going to rise to 3% or more, as many would like. Certainly there are some Australians who have very little by way of financial resources to fall back on, although the fact that maybe 10% of the population are spending more than they earn isn't really a new development. I mean, people in their retirement years typically do run down their savings to maintain their living standards even after they've ceased to earn a wage and are dependent on the pension or their superannuation savings.
Dr. Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service agrees with that caution, saying workers are reluctant to make pay claims while wages are flat.
People are feeling really, really cautious. And so individually, we suspect that people are not as confident to push on wages. That's why the role of the union movement in supporting collective bargaining is so crucial. And we have to recognise that we need an active agenda which says our policy is about lifting up the incomes of people in the bottom 40% of the community, and setting some benchmarks about what we should be trying to do on that front, rather than, you know, this old rhetoric of all we need is more profitable businesses and everything else will be right. Well, that's not what we've seen. We've had 25 years of strong economic growth and here we are.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.